We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
"20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fan, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm your host, Ross Uglum, the publisher of Packer Report, and today I'm excited to talk finally about kind of a mid-round target. A ton of the guys that we've gone over on this show are like the 25, 41, and 58 guys, and that's fine. I mean, that's where Packers fans are going to be, you know, super juiced to talk about guys, and you know, hopefully we've talked about some relevant guys, so when they do take them, I can reshare some of these videos and you can go back and you know, watch what I had to say, what I think, you know, where I had them graded, things of that nature. But I did want to grab just a couple of guys that they might take in round three, round four, round five, and talk about, you know, kind of their potential fit and what you know, what Green Bay may or may not want to do with some of these guys. So today we are talking about the teammate and really kind of the battery mate of like the best player, best rusher, maybe. I don't know. Of Laiatu. He was on the same defensive line as Laiatu, one of the only pass rusher that I gave a blue chip grade to. And so that brings a whole bunch of other questions. And we're talking about Gabriel Murphy. And that brings a whole bunch of other questions kind of into the discussion, right? You know, was it because he was across from this guy who was leading the free world in pass rush grade, is he getting tons of sacks and getting tons of pressures, or is he a good player in his own right? Interesting guy. Was a really, really productive player for, I think, the University of North Texas, and had a really good final year there, and then I think has a twin brother, and they both ended up at UCLA because Grayson Murphy played with Gabriel Murphy. I assume that they're twins. It would be odd if they were not, because they're in the same draft class. Their names start with the same letter. I'd be surprised if they weren't twins, but maybe not. I could be wrong. Has happened before. And he's just fun to watch. You know, they had a good linebacker there. They had obviously Laiatu. They had him. It was a UCLA defense was a fun watch when you're looking for projection to the next level. Not quite like Washington's offense, like I talked about in the Fautana video, but UCLA's defense was a fun watch. Very athletic player, fast, explosive. I'd expect his agilities to be okay as well. Did what a lot of guys did at the combine, jumped, ran, and did the positional drills. We don't know agilities, and those are important when we're talking about pass rushers. Wish we had them for everybody, but we don't. And maybe we'll get some. But to my knowledge, we don't have them. UCLA's pro day, you know, checked with Math Bomb or, you know, Relative Athletic Score. Looking here at Mock Draftable, another site that keeps track of that stuff. And again, we have jumps and runs and bench, but we don't have agilities. And so what we have, we do what we can with the information that we have, and it's not the most important part anyway. That's the tape. Pops on film. I really thought he popped on film, even playing across from Latu, because you watch Latu, but you're mostly on the defensive line, of course, watching the end zone view, right? So you're either looking at the butts of the offensive lineman or you're looking at the butts of the defensive lineman. And you're watching the guy you're watching, but then if somebody on the screen, because it's a pretty zoomed in situation, if somebody on the screen does something cool, you notice it. And the same thing happened for Muasu or Masau. I butcher those island names, so that's on me. But I actually went and looked at how to say Kingsley Suamataia because I didn't want to mess it up like I did for the poor kid that plays linebacker at UCLA. But he jumped, and then Gabe Murphy jumped Gabriel. I'm not going to just give the poor kid a nickname. I really thought he popped off a couple times when watching Latu, and definitely led me to his film. Ankle and hip flex is a plus on film. He can turn the corner, does turn the corner. And that's why it'd be fun to see a short shuttle time and a three cone time, because that would be, you know, quantify some of that. But we're talking about flexibility in the ankles, flexibility in the hips. It's how well can you turn without falling on the ground? How well can you bend around that offensive tackle, win on the outside, which is usually the easiest path, frankly, to the quarterback, is to turn the corner. Going through guys is tough, especially 310-pound offensive tackles, 320-pound offensive tackles. Much easier to go around than through, and he can turn the corner like that. I thought he was a high motor guy, looked like a heck of a competitor. He will get hustle and clean up sacks. And you want a guy to win on his first move or his second move much more than you want to try and scout a guy for hustle sacks. But hustle sacks count too, and they're important, right? There are plays that are made. There are, you know, very hurtful plays in Packers history of extended plays where if someone would have made a hustle sack or a hustle QB knockdown, you know, maybe history is a little bit different. So the guys that do continue to go, the high motor guys, Green Bay values, and so do I. So that's a plus right here on the Gabriel Murphy notes that we have. He should get beat up in the run game way more than he does. He makes blockers miss. I think he does a better job setting an edge when he's asked to than a guy his size has any business doing. Incredibly high pass rush grades from Pro Football Focus College, if you have place value on that. And what I really say on the Pro Football Focus side for their like grading for pass rush and run defense and things of that nature is, I don't know how much it identifies a ceiling. I'd go with the raw numbers there, like success rate, pressure totals, sack totals, then maybe weight some of that by snap count, right? A guy with high pressure totals with low snap count, that's all good. That's more ceiling setting for me. I think their grading is more floor setting for me because they truly are grading every play. And then somebody else goes in and grades it. And then a third guy goes in and grades it. So, you know, look, I get it. Criticism of PFF. I'm not to sit here and litigate that. But I do think the guys that are the most consistent have the highest grades. And you see three consecutive seasons, one at North Texas and two at UCLA, with pass rush grades over 87. That's elite as hell. That is high level as hell. And that shows, I think, the consistency that Gabriel Murphy brought at UCLA. 152 pressures, guys, in the last three seasons. That's crazy. 152 pressures in the last three seasons. That projects well at the next level. And I want to stress this one more time just because I noticed it again on film. Just has no business being as good against the run as a guy his size. Now we're going to get to the cons, because the size is a con. Even if you're, and we'll talk about this in a second, even if you're of the mind that Green Bay is going to move closer to speed rushers, like, you know, the Jets did with McDonald and the Texans did with Will Anderson, running the Sala, Halfley, D'Amico scheme. He's even small if we're talking about that. Sub 6 foot three, sub 250 pounds, and like crazy T-Rex arms at 30 and a half inches. Sixth percentile arms for a linebacker. Sixth percentile arms for a linebacker, not a defensive end or an edge player. 30 and a half is crazy. And he's got, like, I don't know, but giant, big vice grip hands, which is interesting. Anyway, weirdly strange athletic profile for sure. Strange athletic profile. His mock draftable like spiderweb thing is interesting to look at. With that, does he end up as a rush linebacker? And if he does, how many teams are still using those? There was a year the Patriots won the Super Bowl where they didn't have edge defenders that were any good, but they just blitzed the hell out of Van Noy and Dante Hightower, rush linebackers. Anthony Barr, I think, would be a guy that I would sort of categorize as a rush linebacker in this league. Hassan Reddick, I would categorize as a rush linebacker in the NFL. But how many of those guys are successful? I just named most of them, frankly. How many NFL teams are using a rush linebacker? So are you playing the edge? Okay, that's a that's one conversation. Or are you a rush linebacker? That is a different conversation altogether, and I think sort of narrows your outcomes. Who's going to use you? Who's going to draft you? You know, who's interested in a rush linebacker in 2024? I don't know the answers to all of that. So is he a tweener? You know, Hassan Reddick took a while to hit, and there have been other shorter pass rushers that I have liked. Rashad Weaver comes to mind at Pitt that just never made it and just, you know, were too small, not long enough, got swallowed up and just flat out never made it. The other part of it is how much of, and we talked about this a little bit at the top of the show, how much of his success came from playing across from Latu and being ignored, not 100% ignored, but nobody was doubling Murphy having to deal with Latu. They just weren't. And that wasn't, of course, a problem at UNT, but now you're going down into the Conference USA or AAC or wherever what conference they were in when he was there. You're going down a level of competition to the point of where you're looking at film where he didn't have, in my opinion, a top 10 player in this whole draft and easily, I think, the best pass rusher in the NCAA for the last 2 years in Latu Latu. You have to go back, 3 years to his North Texas film, which I, hand up, did not watch, have not watched, have looked at the pressure numbers, have looked at the grading, have not watched him at UNT. So that's part of the question. Then, we're talking about upside, how much of a projection is there still? How much better can he be than what we've already seen? We played the full 5 years, so he is an older prospect, and that has to be kind of taken into account as he's an older prospect.
It's finally here. March Madness, one of the most exciting sports weeks of the year, and it's about to be made even better by combining it with the excitement of Prize Picks. Testing my skills on Prize Picks over the past year has been my favorite way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few quick taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and the best part is that you can make your entries in under 60 seconds. Prize Picks has quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, and that's what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. March Madness is always fun. A ton of epic moments, buzzer beaters, and unparalleled drama. But this year, it's going to be even more epic than ever while using Prize Picks to bring that excitement to an entirely new level. This past week, I used Prize Picks to make selections on Victor Wembanyama, Lionel Messi, Connor Bedard, and the Badgers' Tyler Wall. There are so many options to choose from that you'll never run out of new ways to use Prize Picks. And the absolute best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Just download the app and use code PACKADAY and receive a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eating healthy can be a challenge. If you're anything like me, I'm trying to make 2024 my best year ever. Trying to eat right, maintain a high level of energy, and make the right choices for my own personal health. But as much as I want to make the right choices, running to the butcher or the high-end grocery stores every single day to get a fresh quality cut of meat just isn't feasible. Thankfully, that's where Good Chop comes in, and it has completely changed my life. I'm so thankful that I found Good Chop because now I can get 100% grass-fed meat like ribeyes, filet mignon, organic chicken breasts, pork tenderloin, and so much more delivered directly to my door. Last night, cooked up organic chicken breasts, made my famous chicken curry. Yes, that is a true story. It is to die for. You would love to try it. And the chicken was incredible. Fresh, tender, unbelievable flavor. The best part was that I didn't even have to go to the store to get it. And Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74, and their boxes are fully customizable with delivery to your door on your schedule. So go to goodchop.com/packaday120 and use code packaday120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code packaday120 at goodchop.com/packaday120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/packaday120 using code packaday120. What are you waiting for?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Packers fit, who knows, man? If they're going to continue with, wanting guys to be at least 6'4 and at least 260, he's not even close to either of those. Okay, he's 6'2 and 3/8 and he's 247. So he'd be basically be disqualified or off their board unless they are looking at him as a linebacker, which I don't know what in the world tape we would have that would say he can play off the ball. We don't have that. You know, unless you're going to play a bunch of 4-300, he's going to be like your Sam, but it's a sub league now. They're not going to play a bunch of 4-300. At any rate, as a speed rusher, he's that dude. And so if they are going to get into the Will Anderson business, if they are going to get into the Will McDonald the fourth business, if they're going to get into the Chop Robinson type business, but they don't get a chance to take Chop, maybe this guy's got a chance. Maybe my guy Mo Kamara has a chance. And maybe it's some, and again, now, and we'll get to my grade and where he is kind of on consensus. In fact, I'm a really quick look up where he is on consensus because that is important when we get, it's much more important to me to know consensus stuff when we get to the guys that I'm talking about, me having a fourth or a fifth round grade on him, because that means there could be some real discrepancy between what a bunch of people think and what I think. I got 7-round grades on guys that the draft guide guys that I work with are like, dude, why are you killing this guy's grade? Well, you start to get outside the top 100, you can have some pretty big swings, pretty big differences of opinion. Incredibly explosive, which they do like. You look at the 10-yard split, the vert and the broad, they're great. So from that standpoint, not knowing the agilities, which could be good, could be bad. We literally don't know the agilities. So not knowing the agilities, you look at what they do care about, the 10-yard split and the broad and the vert, he's got that. And so that's a plus if we're talking about Packers fit. And then is he a rush linebacker? One of his closest athletic comps is actually Ty Summers, the linebacker they took out of TCU from a body type perspective. So that's interesting. And then the obligatory Pac-12, discussion, West Coast South discussion, Sam Seal. Discussion. They've taken Sean Ryan from UCLA. They've taken Dayton Jones from UCLA. They took my guy, Jonathan Franklin from UCLA. And they just like the West Coast, Clay Matthews, Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Clark, UCLA. But I mean, in general, David Bakhtiari, Colorado Pac-12. I can go on and on. Devontae Adams, Fresno State, Jordan Love, Utah State, Kyler Fackrell, whatever. They like the West Coast. They trust Sam Seal. They like guys from out there. So that has to be noted here in the Packers fit. Overall, he's got a solid round 4 from me. Now looking over right here at my screen, consensus is kind of right with me, which is not like, oh, you're so smart. Whatever. Consensus could be wrong too. But he's the 124th overall player via consensus, and I have him 129th overall. But I think he could move up because I like his tape. I like his grading, meaning like the consistency part of it. And I'm just scared of the length thing because I think there's a chance that he doesn't work out at all. And that's scary. I think he's not a high floor. I think we just talked about Graham Barton. I can't remember the entire order of these things, but I did just speak about Graham Barton as a high floor guy. I don't think Gabriel Murphy's high floor at all. I think there's a chance that it just goes bad. Now, I wouldn't give him a round four if I thought that that was the most likely outcome, but there is a chance that he just can't make it because he gets swallowed up. But anyway, 129th overall for me, 125th overall here on consensus. I think I can move him up a half a round if I see some really, really cool agility scores, but not a ton. I mean, he's already a super athlete. And I'm a little bit scared of the tweener status. That'll do it here for the Gabriel Murphy Show. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at Ross Uglum. Check us out over at Packer Report. That first month is always just a dollar. And as I have said, I will refund the dollar. If you hate it, if you don't like it, I will Venmo you a buck. I promise. I've never had to do it, but I will. And otherwise, you can just, you know, take that $1 first month and then move to the annual subscription, which is at a lower rate, by the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report. The link is down here, and you can use promo code DAILY for 10% off. Do everything that you're supposed to do here on the Packaday Podcast YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications, and get all of the Packers content that you require, and get it on a daily basis. Have a phenomenal rest of your day, folks, and go Pack Go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.